Good morning, friends. The cold winter season is giving way to the warmer weather of Hawaii's spring. Feeling the warm climate, let us go outside more often to enjoy the beauty of nature at the parks and the beaches. Hawaii is particularly beautiful as a result of the strong sunshine and the vast blue ocean. How many of you are aware of the power of ocean water? The ocean receives all waters flowing from the mountains. The river waters are not necessarily clean. They may contain pollutants from the streets and dirt from the eroded area. But the defiled water, once entering into the ocean, becomes one with salty, clean ocean water. The defiled water is transformed into the clean water. Such is the power of the ocean water. In our Jodo Shin tradition, there is a metaphor of river water and ocean water. The river waters signify our human minds and hearts, which are sometimes good and other times bad. The ocean water receives such waters without discrimination and makes them pure. It signifies the unconditional compassion of Amida's primal vow. Shinran Shonin became so joyful when he knew that his whole being, mind and heart and body, was accepted by the Amida's compassionate vow. He wrote in his Wasan hymn, I quote, "When the waters, the minds, good and evil of foolish beings have entered the vast ocean of Amida's vow of wisdom, they are immediately transformed into the minds of great compassion." Our minds and hearts are limited and finite with the working of blind desire, of anger, greed, and self-attachment. When we know that such finite inner being is accepted by Amida's compassionate vow, we are liberated from suffering and sorrow of human existence. When we hear and acknowledge Amida's voice calling to save us and allowing us to say Namo Amida Butsu, our lives become complete, just, and meaningful. This moment of awakening allows us to live the life of fullness. We are allowed to live this life fully, and we are not afraid of dying, because Amida is with us all the time. And our Shinjin, the interesting heart, becomes a solid foundation of living. We can go beyond suffering of illness and death, because death is like entering the ocean of Amida's compassion. What I want to share with you this morning is that this teaching of Jodo Shin Buddhism provides not only spiritual joy, but also moral guidance for social issues. One such issue that we are facing in Hawaii now is the new state law called Medical Aid in Dying. Known as Our Care, Our Choice Act, the law came into effect on January 1st of this year. According to this law, residents of Hawaii who are terminally ill with less than 6 months to live can request doctors' help to end their own lives. In other words, when you become terminally ill with cancer or another serious disease, you have the option to continue receiving medical treatment or to ask your doctor to prescribe drugs to hasten your death. Indeed, this is a tough choice. I, as a retired Honganji minister and a volunteer of Hospice Hawaii, attended several hearings at the Capitol building during the last 2 years to learn about the nature of this bill. What did I learn from the hearings? Mr. John Radcliffe was one of the testifiers who strongly endorsed the Medical Aid in Dying bill. At the age of 76, he was diagnosed with incurable colon cancer and given 6 months to live. He received 4 hospitalizations and 67 rounds of chemotherapy. He felt that he should have option to hasten his death instead of prolonging his life with so much pain and suffering. John Radcliffe did not seem depressed. He will soon take the drugs to take his own life. Those who advocate medical aid in dying are very, very well-educated and intelligent. Their belief is that they can control their lives with their intellect and choice. Their way of thinking is very humanistic, which is based upon modern scientific way of thinking. But my question is our human mind and heart that simple? I, as a clergy member of Hawaii's faith community, respect those people who are concerned about well-being in the present life. If they come to see me for spiritual consultation, how can I share Buddhist teachings? First, I will listen to them with respect and empathy. Second, I will share that in Buddhism, taking our own lives and those of others is prohibited in the 5 precepts. Every living being is precious as a member of this harmonious universe. Thirdly, I will talk about Buddhist view of life. Each of us was born into this life to attain enlightenment, not to just become happy and successful. Buddhist enlightenment is meant to free us from the pain and sorrow of human existence that is caused by blind desire. In the homage, it is taught, I quote, "If we do not gain emancipation in this present life, how can we be liberated from suffering in the lives to come?" End quote. And finally, I maintain that in order to liberate us from suffering in the past lives and in the present life, Amida Buddha has become calling voice and is calling us to come. This compassionate call, Namu Amida Butsu, is just like ocean water that receives all water without discrimination to transform our blind desire into love and respect for others. If I become terminally ill and if I am told that I will live with 6 months, my family and I will be disheartened, honestly. But when I feel misery, I will remember the ocean water that signifies the compassionate call of Amida Buddha. And I will say, "Yeah, that's right, Namo Amida Butsu." Then I will live as waters that flow into the ocean with a new sense of freedom. In Hawaii now, if you become terminally ill, you can choose whether to continue living, receiving medical treatment, or take powerful drug to end your life. I believe that both ways are approved as valid, so long as you realize that your mind and heart and body is just being received by the vast ocean of Amida's great compassion. Amida Buddha never abandons you. Please discuss this issue of end-of-life care and Amida Buddha's compassionate heart with your families, ministers, and members of the Honganji. In closing, may I recite again Shinran Shonin's Wasan poem about the joy of living. When the waters, the mind's good and evil of foolish beings, have entered the vast ocean of Amida's compassion of wisdom, they are immediately transformed into the minds of great compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu.